at the meetings we've been having with the parents of the CDNT, this is one of the asks that they have is for an information leaflet that would, you know, have links to all the services that are available and the supports for new parents who find their children who've got an autism diagnosis, that they show them where they can go and get support, because at the minute that's not clearly there, and parents are stumbling from one stop to another. And I think it's a simple enough request. They have that leaflet. I was disappointed with the response that I received, that there was too many services available that they put on a leaflet. I mean, that's a nonsense. And then we had an input then from the Midwest manager, who said they're currently doing that in the Midwest area. So hopefully the CHO1 area will pick up on that and see what the type of leaflet they're going to put out and be available for parents who have children who've got an autistic diagnosis. It's, you know, any way and every way that we can help people, we should be looking at it. And I think an information leaflet is a no-brainer, and it's a start to outline the services and supports that are there for those families and parents.
There's no doubt that the support groups and the parents groups that exist already within this area are second to none, and they, I'm sure, would have a very positive and a very enthusiastic input into that process, if asked.
Yeah, and East Donegal, CDNT, I think, have got the genesis of that type of leaflet and information. They actually have a booklet that they're trying to put together and get out there, but they need help and support. And this is something, you know, it's a basic ask, I think, for a health service to provide contact details, web page details, support details that are available to parents and families with people with children with autism. I mean, it's something that could be done in an A4 pamphlet, and you would have all the contact numbers and the links, and parents could readily avail, because it's a big thing, you know. It's a shock to those parents whose child gets that diagnosis, and they don't know, you know, where to go to initially. And that's why the support groups are so fantastic and brilliant in what they do. If they're aware of a parent that needs that support and help, they'll do it. But if there is, in every doctor, surgery, primary care centre, leaflets that gives you the links and the access to the numbers that you may need to get further support, then that's an easy way to do it.